Philippians, the first chapter, starting at the 27th verse. It says, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and not in any way terrified by your adversaries, which is to them a proof of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that from God. For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. Amen. Look at somebody say, you're going to go through something. Having the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here is in me. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others.
Amen.
Amen. Before you take your seat, simply ask your neighbor, says, what do you do?
When
you come under attack.
When you come under attack.
Hallelujah. Under attack. What do you do when you come under attack? Well, do we have anybody that has ever been under attack? Can anybody testify that you've been under attack? Well, when you're under attack, you feel lifeless, like you cannot move. You're in an unfamiliar place. You feel alone, like God doesn't know that you're in a battle. You don't want to come out of your house. You don't want to venture outside your safety zone. You hesitate to trust others. You become extremely protective of your personal life. Then for some of us, our attack has originated from inside the house. There's a sense of despair, a circle of loneliness by the onslaught of the enemy. You have not had a chance to catch your breath. You have not had an opportunity to gather your thoughts. You have not had a moment to calm your nerves. This attack was unexpected. Somebody talk back to me. It was from somewhere you did not consider. Y'all, somebody ought to be saying hallelujah. It was a low blow. It was gut-wrenching. It made you vomit up the little bit of hope and salvation that you had. It was embarrassing and it was awkward. You're not even sure if you can walk anymore, let alone run. You feel like your legs won't move, like there's a force that is preventing you from even being able to try to escape. It captures your breath. It snatches away your exhale. It pits down your lungs to your backbone. You feel like an asthmatic that cannot get to an inhaler fast enough. In fact, you wish you were that simple. You wish it were that easy, that you could simply lift up a small contraption that would allow you to breathe again. But no, you're gasping for air. You feel like the very life is being choked out of you, and it's right there that you feel lifeless and motionless, that you consider returning to a lifestyle that you've been delivered from, that you dramatize in your mind what it would be like to take a sip of something, what it would be like to take that menthol back on your lips, what it would feel like to simply lay down your salvation, because now you figure that this is not worth it. And you simply say, I didn't sign up for this. Y'all ain't being real. I know I didn't get there. You said, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't sign up for this. Your mettle is being tested. Your faith is being tested. Only this test wasn't on the docket. I didn't see this one coming. I didn't know that this thing was coming my way. But I got a word for you on today, that this test that the enemy has assigned to you is now canceled because he had no authority to issue orders. Let me say it again. That attack is now canceled. In the name of Jesus, I declare it right now that attack that the enemy tried to issue over you don't have no credence. It is canceled right now because he don't have authority to give orders like that. He can only suggest something. He can only suggest some things that you're going through wasn't assigned to you, but it was assigned to make you better in the will of the Lord. Somebody said the devil can only suggest some things. He can only suggest. But I come to let you know that suggestion has been marked off your marquee of life. That suggestion has been plucked up by the root. The suggestion has been run through with the sword of the Lord of God. But the cancellation is not immediate. It might take a while because there is something that you need to get out of it. You know what I mean, Pastor? I mean, while this attack is being canceled, there are some things that we should be doing while the attack is being cut down. The first thing you have to do is purge yourself of others' ideas and perceptions of your situation. Y'all don't want to talk back to me. 1 Peter 4:1 says, therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is what you're going through is meant to purge you from sin. This test is you're enduring is meant for you to purge your will and do God's will. There are some things that will send you back to the throne of grace. There are some things in your life that will cause you to come back and get on your knees and give God some praise. There are some things you go through that will cause you to run through the church and ain't nobody chasing you because you need a breakthrough. You need a blessing. You need an uplift. You need a clash from the Lord. Hallelujah. This test is meant to get for you to get sin out the way. Y'all say something back to me. While you may have thought about, about not going to God, just the idea, look at this. Let me bring something back to your forefront. Just the idea of you even considering God, meaning that you have grown in grace. Before, you would have lost your mind. You would have cussed somebody out. You would have acted a pure fool. You would have went straight off. You would have cussed them coming and going. But now you find yourself saying, Lord, help. Lord, bless. Lord, touch. Lord, have mercy. Lord, work it out. Lord, I need you to do something. I feel like I'm about to go cuckoo box. You need to do something right now. And now that you have Jesus, your mind is being purged. Your actions are being purged. Secondly, Philippians 1:27 tells us to act in a way that reflects Jesus Christ. It says, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, that you may stand fast in one spirit with one mind together for the faith of the gospel. Specifically, we are to be of one mind. In other words, you need some people that's going to help you to understand who Jesus is. If you don't know, Jesus is amen, the Son of God. Jesus don't have no borders. Jesus don't have no limits. Jesus has all power. He can do everything. He chose to become human. The grave couldn't hold him. Hell couldn't handle him. That he has all power to do whatever he chooses, and in becoming human, he chose to suffer. My Bible tells me that if I suffer with him, then I will reign with him. The earth has to obey him. The universe is his footstool. There is no eternal life without him. Philippians 4:2 says, I implore you, Euodia and Syntyche, to be of the same mind. In other words, there are some fights that's not on the outside. There's some strife that's on the inside. We got some fights with one another. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm tired of fighting with you. I'm tired of arguing with you. I'm tired of you stepping on my big toe. I'm tired of going through with you. We're supposed to be here like-minded. We come to give God praise. I came to praise his name. That's what we came to do. We came to lift up the Lord. We came to serve him and do his will. I got to have your back. Whether you like it or not, I got to pray for you. I got to hold you up. I got to lift you up. Whether you want me to or not, I have to love you. I have to keep going forward for you. I have to stand in the gap for you. Whether I want to or not. Because when we begin to take on each other's situations, that's where we get to victory. Don't leave right now. You on the brink of a blessing, but you need somebody to push you. You need somebody to help you get a breakthrough.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Grab your neighbor and say, neighbor, I need you. Y'all didn't do it. Y'all slow. Y'all slow today. Say, I need you to help me push into this thing. Tell him, I need you to help me push into this thing. If you tell him what you mean, I need you. I need you to pray for me. I need you to uplift me. Here's my name. Tell me your name right now. I'm going through something. You don't have to know everything, but I need you to pray for me right now. I need you to lift up my name before the Lord. I need you to talk to God on my behalf. It was supposed to be a like-mindedness. We're supposed to now watch this. That don't mean that we're uniform. It means that we transform. Y'all talk back to me. We transform to the name of Jesus. We all Christians. We all saved by the blood. We all give God praise. And I need you to do something for me. Some of y'all are still hard-headed. Grab your neighbor and say, neighbor, I need you to help me praise God right now. I need you to help me stand. Hey, man, I don't feel like standing. My feet hurt. My back is tired. My mind needs a break. I need an uplift right now. Lord, I need you to do something. I need you to work some things out. Hallelujah. I need you to bless right now. In this hand that I'm holding, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I need you to touch right now. Strengthen right now. See where two or three are gathered together. In his name. He's right there in the midst. In other words, he said he'll show up. If you got nerve enough to hook up, I'll show up. If you got nerve enough to hook up with somebody that know how to pray. Hook up with somebody that know how to give God glory. Hook up with somebody that know how to lift their hands. Hallelujah. Come on, stop praying. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, neighbor. Stop praying. Get serious. I need you to call out my name. I need you to pray for me. Same mind as is mine in you with those who are Christ Jesus.